continuing patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome to Nameless Review 7, episode 27. And I know that to be true since I'm looking at the page right now. So unless I didn't upload a episode, it should be the correct number. Maybe. Who knows? Today I have Big Brother Lurd with me.
Indeed.
Okay.
How are you today?
Okay. At least doing a show.
People. That's fun.
Yeah, I figured I'd do one now and again since it's been only a month or two.
It has been a while.
Yeah. But instead of reviewing games, I was actually playing games. That's important to actually play them before reviewing them. Find it harder to do it the other way around.
You could do like some of those other people do and just, you know, write whatever they're sold.
Yes, but nobody's selling me.
Yet.
I don't like the sound of that idea. Now, it's probably going to be a show, but at least it'll be a show, so. Okay. Let's see here. I have notes here, I just need to actually look at them. Sorry. I'm improving a little bit. But, before I actually go into reviews, I did play the game earlier when it first came out, but. Terra Online, another MMO, did go free-to-play earlier this month. So if you ever did have any interest in the game or picked it up before and dropped out of it, do recommend going back in since it's free now. So, and also if you did have...
What game was that? Terra?
Terra Online. T-A-R-E. Oh, okay. It's your standard MMO, but instead of using lock-ons and all that, it's more action-based of having to actually aim your stuff versus click on the enemy and keep hitting one.
Neat. That actually sounds fun.
Yeah, and I didn't really play too much of it since didn't really know anybody else who had it at the time, so, but did download it and play a little bit more. If you did have it earlier, they do give you some extra bonuses, like a free mount right from the beginning, which is useful. But, yeah. So again, figure out, let people know that that's free to play now. See here. First game I have to review is Path of Exile. It's another free to play game, and pretty much, at least in my opinion, what Diablo 3 should have been. Just standard hack and slash and loot everything style, but, and you do have to have an account and log in, but pretty much you don't really have to interact with anybody if you don't want to. It's, but now I completely lost track. My brain hurts.
It does sound fun.
But, yeah.
I need to download it and try it. I've been kind of putting it off. I've been playing other games too much.
Yeah, there is that problem. They need to we need to figure out a way to get more hours in the day so we can play more games.
We'll just switch to the metric system for time.
had Kay. But so yeah. Like I said, it was standard. Pretty much they took more of Diablo 2-esque of does have the dark set in there, and the graphics aren't bad. It's an indie game too, so you won't get too high a polish, but for the main part, the quality of the game is quite nice. Excuse me.
Indeed.
sorry. These notes aren't helping. I need to improve. So, one of the main things that's different than Diablo and all that is the way skills work in the game. There's two types of skills. Your active skills, which are your attacks and all that. Then you also have your passive skills. The passive skills are pretty much, if you ever played, Final Fantasy X, it's similar to that where there was just one massive skill tree that everybody is in. It's just wherever the different classes start out in different locations on that tree, and you get points to move along for each level, and some quests give you extra points. That has everything from just basic stat boosts as you move along, or increased fire elemental damage, or melee damage, improved range, and all that. And there's also a couple, I can't remember what they call them, like, they're major skill points that it completely changed the way the character works. One of them pretty much makes it so you never miss an enemy, but it also makes you never crit again. So they do have trade-offs. One of them makes it so if you have minions, that if they drop below so much health, they detonate and do fire damage.
That one sounds fun.
Yeah. And, yeah. I'm playing a witch, which is the pretty much mage of the game. So I've pretty much mainly been studying the magic edge, because, again, that tree is freaking big. You can sit there and study it quite a lot.
Yeah, and I'm actually... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and pretty much not really, or still have only a little understanding of how the tree is at. Although, one thing, before you start spending a lot of points in the tree, I do recommend at least taking a decent look at it to get a rough idea of where you go. But, because you can't really respec a character too easily. You get herbs and that give you respec points, but that's only removing one skill point in that tree, so it's not a complete respec. But what were you going to say, Big? Big? Okay, we'll come back to Big in a little bit. I didn't see the message. Alright. The skill, and also the skill tree does have enough diversity of being able to make quite a few different characters with the same class, without them all being samey. There. Like the melees, you can specialize in a specific weapon set or kind of go with a slight diversity so you can kind of equip anything you want. You do have to be careful. I do know a few people that that have made a character and just realized it doesn't quite work. So again, that's where you want to kind of study the tree before you spend a lot of points in it. But let's go to the active skills. And each piece of armor, your weapons and shields, there's colored slots you can use. It's red for melee, green for ranged, or range, or dexterity based, and blue for magic or intelligence based. And depending on the color of the slot, determines what skills you can put in there. So if you want to equip like the fireball skill, which is magic, so it'd be intelligence based, you'd need to put it into a blue slot. Then as long as you have that piece equipped, you can use that skill. And you can freely move the skill herbs around in your armor for free, pretty much just click and drag the herb around. And also as you level up, I think it's 10% of your XP goes towards all of your equipped herbs. And they will slowly start to level up. So you will find all your skills at level 1, but as you kill more and stuff, it'll increase so you can get your fireball spell up to level 10, and it'll cost more mana to use and start requiring a certain stat boost, well, minimum to actually use it. When you are leveling up, well, they don't automatically level. When they have enough XP, a little notifier will pop up and you can just click on it. But it won't let you level up a skill past what your stats will allow, which is useful. It's never really fun when your main combat skill levels up and you now can't use it. So they did put that in. There is the problem of leveling up, then removing a piece of equipment that gave you the minimum stats required. That can still happen, so do want to be careful with that. Let's see here. Also, and not just the basic skills, some of the slots have little indicators for connecting the two or more slots. Pretty much any skill that's in there, you can also, if you put a modifier herb, I can't remember, support herb, that's it, in there, it'll give whatever that effect to that skill. So like there's multi-shot, multiple projectile, which increases the amount of it based on the level of that skill or supports. There's ones that increase minion life if it's connected to a minion based or summoning skill. There's one that make projectiles split apart when they hit an enemy. Let's see here. Then yeah, there's quite a few, so And you can also put more than just one on a skill, or put it on more than one skill, as long as all of them are somehow tied together. So you can have, like I said, multiple have the same support effect, different stuff, or just massively boost one, skill with multiple supports. Let's see here. So, again, it does have the drawback of increasing the mana cost of that skill, so it does have a slight equal balancing system in that. I think that's it for the difference in skill-wise. Another main difference in this game, there is no in-game currency. So you won't find any gold or copper pieces in-game. What you do use for barter is pretty much the loot you find. You can bring it back in town and you'll get fragments of an herb or a scroll of wisdom, which is your identification scrolls. And each one, like the scraps of a scroll, you put 5 of those in a stack and it forms a scroll. And similar with the herb fragments. And pretty much all items and all that are traded for other items. So like your merchants, instead of having a gold cost on a piece of equipment, it may require 2 scrolls of wisdom or an herb of transmutation. So yeah. So you want to pretty much always keep a stockpile of decent equipment. And it looks like we have a big again.
Sorry about that, I got a phone call I had to take. Are we still talking about Path of Exile?
Yeah.
I was checking out the skill tree. If you go to their website, you can check out like the passive skill tree. It's massive.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. And you can scroll all through it and they give you like 100 some odd points to dig around with. There's some awesome stuff here.
Yeah. So I believe the max level is around the 90s currently. And yeah, you get some skill points from just completing the storyline. So yeah, it should be around 100 does sound right for that. But yeah, it's a bit ridiculous, but after you do take a look at it, it isn't as bad as when you first look at it, since it is for all the classes. If it was just that one skill tree for one class, that would be a bit more daunting. But yeah. I also just finished talking about the active skills too big.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, pretty much they are crystals that you equip into your armor and all that, so you can kind of customize what you actually, your loadouts.
Alright.
Yeah. Because, let's say you have use a bow and also a sword and shield that you switch between.
Right.
You can equip your skills for the bow in your bow, then your ones for your sword in your shield or your sword. So you can, whenever you switch between those, it'll auto swap your skills. So that is kind of a neat feature. I don't have enough skills to actually utilize that function yet, but also, like I said, I'm playing the mage of the game, so don't really have multiple weapon sets for mages.
Is it just the standard 3-class game, you know, mage, warrior, rogue, or archer like that?
Well, it has the three standards. Then there's a hybrid of each one. So there's the shadow, which is your mage and dex. Your templar, which is your mage and warrior. Then your duelist, which is your ranger and warrior. And also, there are no restrictions on equipment other than stats. So if you can get the strength enough for in a your mage, you can literally be wearing heavy armor. Whether or not that's the best thing to do, I don't know, since it all depends on how you go around the tree, so good work. So any class, like I said, can use any type of armor or weapon as long as they have the stats.
Sounds like the races are pretty flexible then. Classes are pretty flexible then.
Yeah. Which is nice, because yeah, pretty much the main thing that's different is what you start out, your starting position in the skill tree, and your starting stats. I was also talking about lack of in-game currency. Everything is barter-based. So, other than, like I said, using herbs and, pretty much herbs and scrolls are considered currency items. So yeah, those are what the shopkeepers will request for trading. But also the game is kind of set up to actually trade between characters too, so since everybody's online, everything is also instance, so as long as you're in a party, you'll be in the same instance as that party, but if you're just wandering off alone, you wouldn't see anybody else other than in town, which is nice. Otherwise you'd have the problem of somebody already went through this area and cleared everything out. Also with the barter, when you sell stuff, I just started to research this. They have sale recipes, merchant recipes. Of if you sell certain stuff together, they will sell you something similar to it. Like, one of the things is if you have a mana flask and a life flask of the same level or tier, and an herb of fusion, which that herb would link two slots in an item. So they'll give you a hybrid flask that gives you both health and mana back instead of one or the other. Again, I still need to look into that more, so I don't know all what most of the recipes are. But also, in the game.
Yes. Hello, it's Jedi. Well, it seems like it's just me right now. I don't know where he was going to go with that. oh, God. The other day I was playing Hawken. Damn, that is a fun game. Has anyone else played Hawken? I'll talk about that later. Welcome back, BSV.
Yeah, don't mind the host suddenly falling out of their own show. Happens all the time. Nothing to see here. So what was the last thing I actually said before I disappeared?
Something about... Oh, shit, I can't remember now.
That was great. I'll assume whatever I was saying was said and move on. So, yeah, the game has a lot of good action and all that. And like I originally said, what Diablo 3 should have been, in my opinion. The creators of it is an indie group which are quite adamant on making a good game versus a game for everyone. And also, like I said, it is a free-to-play, but also it's not based on,
microtransactions?
It does use microtransactions, but it's all either cosmetic or to increase your stash for holding stuff. So it's nothing that actually, it's not a play-to-win game. And they've stated they will not make it a play-to-win, well, pay-to-win. You do have to play to beat the game, though.
That's stupid. I should pay enough money and win.
Although, it is in open beta, so it still has some bugs to it, but again, I haven't really stumbled across too many bugs other than a few random things of a quest item not dropping for a character in the group, but all we had to do was go back and kill that boss again, so haven't really had too many issues with it, and I've been having a good amount of fun. And if you also want a lot of Sturge, you can pay them a lot of money and end up... Well, the stash you start out with has fur tabs that are like 15 squares by 15 squares. It is the old fashion of inventory Tetris. So it's... Everything has its own unique shape and size. But... You can, if you really want, buy up to 65,000 tabs for your stash. If you really want. I hope you don't need that much. And if you do, I recommend selling stuff instead of just throwing it in the box. So, again, it's free to play, so if you want a good Diablo type game, look it up and download it for free. Worst case, you used up some of your bandwidth.
Hey, it's always good. Free games.
I think we went over that enough, so you were going to talk about Hawken, Big?
I sure am. I talked about it a little bit whenever you decided to take a nap. So Hawken is another free-to-play game. It is a giant mech game, kind of in the vein of Mech Warrior from the days gone by. Hawken is pretty damn amazing. The feel of the game, they just get the feel right, you know? The way I equated it, it's like watching a TV show about space, you know? And they've got the cramped quarters, the very tightly packed spaces, and it feels like you're on a spaceship watching these people live their lives. in stark contrast to, say, Mech Warrior with their three-story tall mechs and giant-ass cockpits. It's a really fun game. The problem is I suck at it. And I don't suck at it because I suck at games, but because it plays a lot differently than you expect. You know, you don't move so much as you kind of jet yourself around. I mean, yeah, you can walk, but just jetting around is faster in general. So, you can't really back up. As soon as you try to back up, your mech turns around. So every time you hit the back key, you know, like, I gotta back up so I can get behind this thing to duck. You're not backing up, you're turning around and walking forward. It's kind of disorienting.
Seems odd. Is that a design point, or...?
I think it's design. What really gets me, though, is whenever I try to jet backwards while still facing the enemy and still shooting. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know why I try it, because you can't even use your weapons while you're using your boosters. They recently put out another patch, and I don't know what they were thinking, but I haven't been able to successfully join many games, like one or two. So this patch they've got now sucks ass. Hopefully they'll fix it.
Again, isn't it also an open beta?
It's an open beta right now. I should have mentioned that.
So expect some bugs, at least.
But man, it is really fun. It's based on the Unreal Engine, so it's got the action where it counts.
I'm assuming Big also got another call. So I will fill in and dance. Fortunately, there's no video, so you won't see me dancing. Just imagine I am. Let's see here. I did have another game to review, but I kind of wanted to wait till another person was around to review that, so let's see here. I need to find filler quick. Let's see what games are coming out soon. I know the Tomb Raider game is coming out about the 4th of March, so I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully they don't completely mess it up. Let's see here. Again, sorry. I didn't have plans for emergency fill content. I will have to remember that for future. And I don't really know how to pause mid-show without having to stitch together two files, which I don't feel like that. So you have to now listen to me trying to fill space and hope Big Brother gets back to finish his Hawken review. Let's see here. Friends did finish Dead Island, which is good since the second game is coming out, which I don't actually know when that's supposed to come out. But yeah, definitely still like it. But again, what's not to like about a melee-based game? Oh, what is it? About killing zombies. And RU has given me content to talk about. Thank you, RU. We did start a new Minecraft server with Volts instead of Technic, or Tekkit, or whatever one is the multiplayer. It has the same basic idea of adding technology and all that to the game. You have your standard minerals, copper, tin, silver, or silver being installed into it. But in this version of the game, it one doesn't have equivalent exchange, so you have to make sure you know what you're doing with your resources, since if you use it all up, you have to move on and find more resources. Also in the game, I'm just a minute. The game Volts also has ICB mod installed, which if you like explosives, this is definitely your mod, since you literally can make rockets that will target any location you enter into it, and has quite a few different warheads you can install, like an anti-gravity one, which, like it says, hurts gravity for a short period of time, lifting blocks into the air. You can also, what my current project is making a large hydron collider to accelerate, particles to make antimatter. That. So it still has a lot of new and interesting stuff to make. It's a bit more, tiered down from Tekkit, where you don't quite make world-breaking items, other than you can easily destroy the world with ICB if you end up going crazy with the rockets, but use that to your own content. Definitely an interesting one if you kind of want a different way to you still use higher tech in the game. Also, Dead Island Riptide is coming out on April 25th. So that's only a couple months away. And I hope the game is good, since we'll probably be tempted of picking that up. That's it. If it's anything like the first one, well, hopefully it's less buggy than the first one, but gameplay-wise, if it's like the first one, it'll definitely be a fun game if you have a group of people that want to kill zombies with you. Because nothing brings people closer together like killing zombies. And let's see here, Big is still away, so I didn't really have anything much left, so may have to cut the show here, and hopefully Big can finish his review next time. Don't really know. Now I'm just confused right now. Yay, so much fun today. I may actually have to do editing on the show, since if you're listening live, I lost connection again, and unless you like listening to dead air, I'm pretty sure that's bad for the show. So, see, before I get kicked out again, I'm probably going to be doing another show next week. If not, I'll for sure do another one in 2 weeks. Hopefully try to get, if Biggs around next week, I'll for sure do one so he can finish his review. And hopefully have less technical difficulties. So, till next time, I actually have music to play at the end. Don't know what it is, but it's music.